I want you to hear what John says about King Jesus, Yeshua, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3. Hear the Word of God, beloved. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. This is an amazing verse because what John is saying here is that Yeshua is the Creator. Now, this is really confusing because we have revealed in the Brit Hadashah or the New Testament the reality of the Father who's greater than all, of Yeshua who proceeds forth and comes forth from the Father, and then the Spirit that proceeds from both the Father and the Son. We know that concerning the Father, all things are from Him and through Him and to Him. And yet the Father has created everything through His Word, and Yeshua is the Word. John starts out in the same section of Scripture by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And then John goes on to say, and everything that's been created has come into creation through Him, has come into being through Him. So we need to understand that when Yeshua was lifted up on the cross, what was being exalted was that the Creator Himself clothed Himself in humanity because of His love for those that He created and took our sin in His own body on the tree, and that we would have a pathway back to Him that was broken back when Adam and Eve fell in the garden. This message is the most important message in the world today. Paul said, I urge you, be reconciled to God. You see, John just told us that everything that was created through the Word, and that Jesus is the Word. That the Creator of the universe died for you, that you could be in relationship with Him. The only way for you and I to come into wholeness is to come into a relationship with the One that created us. It makes no sense to think that we're going to find meaning ultimately in our life in something outside of the One that created us. Because the One that created us for a purpose, and the purpose that He created us for was for Himself. All things are from Him, through Him, and back to Him. So if you and I want to enter into wholeness, if we want to return from the fall that resulted with Adam and Eve sinning in the garden, we need to return to Father God through King Jesus. And that means not just believing with Him in Him with our minds, but it means we believe in Him and then do by His grace what He said. Because biblical faith, beloved, involves not just agreement with truth, but it means doing what He commands us to do. This is why Jesus said, if you love Me, you'll obey Me, and My Father and I will then disclose ourselves to you and make our home with you. Beloved, God created us for Himself. We will not find ultimate meaning outside of Him. Let's get that straight, and let's lead our lives in a way that we're walking down this straight and narrow path that truly leads to life.